think there was one administrator who was the nice guy, you know, and then there was the one who always, you didn't want to get called to his office. You were in trouble then. But we also, our principal, I'm sure somebody's probably told you about this, Mr. Yeah, our principal at the time, we actually, he came my sophomore year because our principal the year before died. And he was from, I think, like New Jersey or somewhere up in New England. He spoke with an accent, which didn't, you know, I mean, kids will pick on you for any reason, but he tried to change a lot of things, and we actually had a walkout for him because he tried to fire one of the coaches, or the coach quit. I was trying to tell that story to like a high school senior, a Roswell senior, a few weeks ago, and I couldn't remember why we walked out, but the press was there, and everybody hated that guy. So, yeah. Principal good times, so.
Just out of curiosity, is this the same principal that could have been on Survivor or something? I heard that story. It might have been later.
I haven't heard that story. None of the administrators could have been on Survivor when I was there. So.
That's true. I don't know. What sort of like unofficial groups did you have in high school? You know, like jocks or whatever.
Yeah. We had the smart kids that were in like all the AP classes. I actually think we had two groups of popular kids. We had like the snobby popular kids that were like, you know, had all the jewelry from Tiffany's and whatnot. They were the rich Roswell kids. But then you had the other popular kids who were like, actually deserved to be popular. Like they were nice to everybody. They were smart. They weren't snotty. We had the band kids, and they hung out with the smart kids a lot. They were kind of together. I think we had the choir kids. We had everybody else, the everybody else group. We had we had the goth kids who hung out with the skater kids. I think we had the car kids that were always working on their cars. I mean, just the typical high school cliques. I don't think it was anything special.
Were there any specific hangouts for high school kids, either at school or, I mean, after school somewhere?
People hung out in the halls. A lot of kids hung out in the cafeteria, like before class and whatnot. On the weekends, a lot of kids went to the Starbucks. Some kids went to Star Time. The football games were a big one. Movie theaters. I think that's about it. I mean, it's Roswell. There aren't a lot of places to go, so.
All right. I don't know. Well, now that you're living outside of Roswell, you're here in Atlanta, I guess. What sort of differences do you notice between the two communities?
Okay. This is the first thing I noticed before I moved here, is that you don't see as many W stickers. You see, like, the W's with the lines through them on the cars, so that's different. It's a very much liberal area. Like, you won't get your car keyed if you have like a pro-choice bumper sticker on your car. There's a lot of just homosexuality in this area. Sorry, I'm whispering, but like big taboo. I think things are a lot more accepted. I feel like it's a much more liberal part of town. There's actually places to go that are nearby. Like, I love this part of town because I could just hop on the highway and be in Atlanta in 15 minutes, if that. It's just a lot more to do. So, I feel like Roswell's kind of a bubble.
Right. So, I don't know. Is bubble comparable to small town or separate city or suburb?
Separate city, suburb. Yeah, Roswell kind of, you don't, when you're growing up in Roswell, you don't leave Roswell. Like, it's like, oh, you went to Atlanta this weekend? What are you doing down there? You know, it's like a big deal, so.